Welcome to the podcast. This one is unscripted. I was just thinking before I did my scripted podcast about I can't imagine how much it would hurt to have your child, grown child or, you know, teenager out there in the world on drugs. Or abducted and forced into child prostitution or something crazy like that. Or just suffering or sad or struggling. I thought, I don't want to know. I don't ever want to feel that. But then I thought, but it's there. And there's no way out of it. Suffering and pain and sadness are there. And I don't know if they're necessary. I don't know if they're good. I don't know if they're part of something that's intended for us. I don't know if they aren't. I'm just saying, I don't know for sure. But they're there. So we can't get out of it. So all we can do is minimize it the best that we can. And so in order to protect our kids, whatever age they might be, we have to sometimes do things that are risky or that are really boring or tedious or painful or whatever. Something we don't want to do. And get out of our comfort zone. And we have to try to make the world better for them. So that we don't have to see them either in the future or whenever in person. Suffer through some of this stuff that's a lot of it's avoidable. And I'm talking in huge generalities. You could apply this to almost anything. I don't know. That's just something that I was thinking. We gotta do something. And I feel like sometimes we're all waiting around for a hero. We're all waiting around for some big important person to do something that matters. And we all just sit around and gripe about how the world's falling apart. Well, we need to do something, whatever we can, right? If you listen to Steve Bannon, he says this phrase, people are piling in on our side of the football, right? Meaning you got to help push the pile over the finish line or over to the next first down. Right, I think a lot of the time we wait around and like, oh, this guy's, Elon's going to fix it. Or I wish somebody would do something. Well, we can all do little things. Think about people in the Revolutionary War or any war. We think about George Washington. We think about Nathaniel Greene. We think about General, I can't remember his name right now, who died at Bunker Hill. We don't think about all the nameless guys who mattered to somebody and who mattered to themselves who made that war possible. You can't have 3 or 10 generals fight a war. They have to lead somebody. And so the guys on that barge next to George Washington going across the Delaware River, they mattered just as much. Their individual role wasn't as pivotal. But they were also there. And we don't know who they were. We know some of them. But there's a lot that we don't know. We have a lot of records. We don't have records on everybody. And they lived. And they died. Or maybe they didn't die, but they lived through it. And they had families. And they didn't want their lives to end that way. And they might have thought, well, what's the point? What difference can I make? Or maybe somebody in the economy who helped keep the economy going or helped raise that kid 17 years before or whatever to be a patriot, right? Think about how many people are raised by their parents to be a certain way. I've thought this many times that, you know, you're a lot like your parents. And it's not just genetics. A lot of it is, but it's not all genetics. The things you think, the stances you take, the things that you get passionate about, a lot of that is instilled by you, in you, by your parents. And so that makes up the fabric of a society, just like the threads in a blanket or in clothes. You need all of them to make up the fabric of a society. I don't know. I find myself thinking about the heroes too much. I mean, they matter. They do matter. There's been a movement in history to either denigrate or just disregard the heroes, like they don't matter. And yeah, history isn't only about the big people, but it is about them. They do matter a lot. And so I kind of have this backlash of, why are we talking about, you know, social history so much? And I think a lot of that is because the Marxists in the history field want to talk about that. But it's also just, there's kind of ebbs and flows in fields. And people are like, hey, this is interesting. Let's talk about the average people, what they went through. And that has its place. But I do a backlash against that because I'm like, all right, enough of that. Enough of that. We got to remember the heroes too. So my point is, sometimes I look for that too much and I forget, well, each of us has our own little spot on the battlefield and we have to maintain it and fight there, whatever that might be. And we all matter, even though it'll probably go unnoticed. But it won't go, I don't know what, it won't have no value. It will matter, even if it's not noticed. And we'll just know that it mattered. And that should, just needs to be good enough. It's kind of like having integrity or not lying or not cheating. No one will ever know that you didn't cheat or that you didn't lie. But you'll know. And it matters. Because not in the sense of, oh, the butterfly effect, because something big will happen later. No, it matters just because you didn't do something bad. And that didn't have a bad effect on you or the world or another person. And the collective effects of that matter. Even if it's not a collective effect, it matters just because you need to be good. But the cumulative effects also matter. All right, well, that's my little thought. I'll think up a title. Thank you for listening.